The hour is late, so I'll try to shorten my comments. I want to share with you a rather poignant story from that I heard from Rabbi Benji Levine, an East Coast conservative rabbi, and sort of look at the morals, the ethics that story teaches us, and connect it back to the Parsha and what we can learn about how we should behave based on the nature of God as defined in our Parsha. So Benji Levine, who's a rabbi, came from a rabbinic family, and his father was a rabbi in Jersey City. And at one point, his dad was applying for a new position in a congregation where the previous rabbi had served for 50 or 60 years. Incredibly long time. And there were a number of people who were interviewed, and Rabbi Levine, the senior, was offered the job, got a call by telephone, and he says, "I need a week to let you know." And the person on the search committee was a little bit shocked, but said, "Okay." And so it went, and he took the job. He used to go on Saturday afternoons before returning to that synagogue with his son, Rabbi Benji Levine, to the Rebbetzin of that old rabbi, the wife of that old rabbi's house on Saturday afternoon, and they would sit and eat tea and have tea and whatnot. And one day his dad dropped him off, then had to run off and perform some errands. And the Rebbetzin said, "I want to tell you a story. I'm only going to tell it to you once, but I never want you to forget it. Before your dad took this job here, he came to me, an old widow, and he said, 'I know how hard it must be to go to synagogue and know that you're going to look on the bima and see someone there besides your husband. And I won't accept this job unless you can give me a blessing and say that it's okay.'" And she burst into tears. And she said, "Wow, not only do I want you now to be the rabbi, but I feel like you're a child, a son to me, because who would come and listen to an old lady anymore?" And I'm never going to repeat that story, she continued to the boy, "and I don't ever want you to forget it." It is a touching story of sensitivity, of compassion, and you sort of wonder, where does that character come from? And there's more than one source. But in this week's Parsha, we have a tremendously beautiful description of God, which is so powerful that it becomes a centerpiece of every Amidah, of every standing prayer that we say throughout the year, which is the prayer preeminent. Moses is speaking, and he says, "God ha'el ha'gadol v'hanora," God who is sort of great and powerful, and it's sort of a strange name. I mean, it's kind of maybe when we think about God, we do think about the all-powerful. And if we think about greatness in our society, that's probably what we would go to. We tend to worship power. But if you read what Moses says right after that description, what is it that makes God great? It is God who takes care of the widow and the orphan and the stranger. That's what makes God great. And I'd like to think that a culture that could learn that lesson from Moshe transmitted it down the years to this one rabbi who heard the voice of a widow and went to her with tremendous sensitivity. What is greatness? What is power? I think we're trying to figure that out at this time in our society. I'd like to suggest that the Jewish answer is that power and greatness does not come from the arrogance that we learned about and heard about when Shana spoke, but from the listening and attentive heart. And that if we can each nourish our own, boy, what a beautiful world it would be. Shabbat Shalom.